Hey everyone, before we get started with the show, Bugman and I wanted to ask that you consider giving a donation to your favorite disaster relief organization in either Texas or Florida. The relief efforts that are going to be going on there for the next few months are going to need financial support from givers like you, and I hope that you'll consider giving. Enjoy the show. Hello and welcome. This is Some Guy and the Bugman Figure Things Out. I am Some Guy.
I am the Bugman.
And look, I have a question that I want to ask
okay.
today.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to take it over
okay.
right now. So I'm thinking a little bit about like, shoe upgrades.
Shoe upgrades.
Right? Like, what is the best
shoe upgrade?
Shoe in the future? What future shoe is best?
Well, okay, so so what comes to mind when you say that is Marty McFly, Back to the Future, he yanks on a thing,
yes,
and then it, like, cinches up. Like, no need for Velcro, no need for shoestrings, you just, and it's, you know, all together
right.
on your foot.
Yeah, which, you know, okay, look, if you think about this, that's not really all that, that's not that creative, to be
no,
honest.
No, it's really not.
Because what are they saying? Hey, in the future... Our shoes fit.
Right, exactly. They fit a little better than slip-on shoes.
And that's not...
Yeah.
That's not really...
It's not that great future.
We have that now.
Honestly, future, it's not that great.
So I'm kind of thinking, like, you know, what shoes would be good and actually be useful features, but definitely be futuristic, something we don't have today?
So, okay, I have a dog.
Yes.
Actually, right now I have two, but I have a dog.
You have two.
I don't. Yeah.
I know about the one.
Yeah, I have the one, and he, you know, he really knows how to use the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like, he has learned and mastered the whole poo-poo thing.
Right.
He's got it down.
Yes.
And I spend a lot of time looking down to make sure I don't step in the thing that he's produced.
Dude, my dog drops bombs all over my yard.
Yeah, everywhere.
You know what I mean? And they're hard to avoid.
It would
sometimes you just happen upon one of them.
It would be nice if my shoes were similar to a submarine in that, you know, if when I got too close to an object, it gave me like a beep or a ping or, you know, and as I got closer to it, the sound, you know, got closer together, the beep, 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 you know,
yeah,
until
something
that I can, you know. And
like there's a sound or the shoe vibrates.
Vibrate. Well, and that would be good in a slipper.
Or
like,
maybe kind of like, you know, the game that you play with people when you steal something of theirs, you hide it and you're like, you're getting warmer. You're getting warmer.
Exactly.
Like, the shoe could heat up.
Could heat
could
up.
Have like a... You know, your shoe could go jump up 10 or 15 degrees
again,
when you're getting warm to poo.
That would make a good slipper. Like, you at night, you have you put your shoe on vibrate,
yep.
so you don't have pings and beeps. It vibrates when you get close to the Legos or the chair or whatever.
Right.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Well, okay, so think about other things, like when you're walking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you're walking around, you're trying to avoid the dog poo.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why not... You know, you were talking about maybe it plays a sound. Why not have customizable sounds when you walk around? Because, you know, right now we put in our kids' shoes, we put little squeakers and stuff.
Like, right.
Everybody likes those squeakers.
I've heard that. Mm-hmm. Seen that before.
Maybe we want to have customizable sounds like we used to do with ringtones. You switch out ringtones on your phone.
Oh, the good old days.
You have walk tones.
Yes, exactly.
So you take a step.
Like,
and it maybe your foot says something like, get out of the way.
Get out
like,
of the
get
way.
Get out of the way.
That's,
get out of the way.
Right. Or, I'm a winner. I'm a winner.
Yeah.
Or, behind you. Or, to the left. Or,
maybe,
you know.
Or, hey, look, maybe you could treat it like a punishment. Like how, you know, used to a judge would say, you know, you got to go around town with a sign on
right.
your back that
say,
says something.
I stole or... Mm-hmm. Peeping Tom or whatever it is.
Or that.
Yeah.
Then you could have shoes that say Peeping Tom.
Peeping Tom. I stole a thing.
I stole a thing. Loser.
Yeah.
Loser.
That's a throwback.
One right after the other.
SpongeBob throwback.
Dude. Yeah.
That's where it's at.
Like, you know, and it doesn't have to be a criminal thing, but like you could have customizable.
You could
squeaks.
Have it say like I was looking through the ringtones. I think yesterday morning, like you could get Star Wars.
Yeah.
There was like Despicable Me with the Minion things. Like you could do whatever. You could just hook yourself up to the customized shoe tone.
Well, if you're trying, and then if you're trying to sound like a big boss, you're walking around, it'd just be like.
That's great.
Every time, you
like
take
a T-Rex step. Or yeah, something.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you're just crushing.
That's
it.
Awesome.
You know, you're
that's
crushing
awesome.
It.
You're crushing life.
Exactly. And then there's another thing you could do. Like, all right, so you know, you go to the beach and you see somebody. Like, you could tell they're on their honeymoon or whatever. Usually, the bride has on some flip flops. That have like on the tread, it's got a message, like it'll say just married.
Yeah, whenever you lift your foot up or whatever.
Yeah, and you could, you could do future shoes to where you can change the message like via an app on your phone. Or
yeah,
something.
Yeah.
You can constantly just change the message.
That would be
like, you know, again, get out of my way.
Yeah.
Or
you know, the kids now, they have all these sayings, and the kids, the youth of today, have all these sayings or whatever, and one that I've just learned of is send it. Send it.
Send it.
Send it. That's what I want on mine. Like, anybody just around me that's behind me and they're feeling a little down, I think is how you use that.
See, there's already so many things to dislike about this world. Why do the young ones have to keep coming up with more things to dislike about planet Earth?
Normally, I agree. Send it, I think, is a good one. I think it's one of the good ones.
Oh, man.
Send it. Okay, so anyway, so if you could customize, so if you could customize the bottom of your foot for the treads,
yeah,
could we not do that on top too? Like, have some kind of monitor then that you could, you know, watch YouTube videos
like on the top of the,
like yeah,
on the very top of your shoe, like maybe where on top
yeah,
of the string,
yeah,
or just the toe
or the toe area or whatever. Like, if you're in the dentist office and he's working on your feet or working in your mouth, and you could just kind of be looking at your feet, watching.
Now we're getting into that Pimp My Ride
Stranger
area
with
Zibit.
Exhibit,
because that dude, you know, they were like, they'd give you cool stuff, like they'd put an Xbox on your car, but you were getting monitors everywhere.
On the back of the seats, in the trunk, monitors everywhere. Why not the shoes?
Why not
the shoes?
Yeah, because then like I said, you're watching YouTube or whatever. You get some streaming on there. You're watching Netflix.
You know what's funny?
Statistics on your feet.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
All
you know,
cool
and
stuff.
I haven't bought you. What that makes me think of is I always, like, we had an episode a few weeks ago about trends. So many trends coming in and out. I think the whole streaming thing, we haven't bought a movie on disc or Blu-ray or whatever in a long time.
Uh-huh.
And I think eventually we're going to get back to the tangible. Like, I remember being in high school, I had this senior buddy or buddies that whenever I rode around with them in their car, I think I was a sophomore at the time, they had these, not binders, they had legit, there's a good word again,
gosh,
legit.
Thanks a lot,
Trapper
kids.
Keeper. Mm-hmm. And they'd pull it out of, you know, they'd have it in their passenger seat because where else could you keep it? And they'd pull it out and unzip the thing, and they had just sheets and sheets of CDs.
Yeah.
Well, why we need to have a Trapper Keeper. But, and what goes in your shoe is like a cartridge. Like, and you have, you know, so you're going to buy the new Avengers movie or the new Miss Doubtfire or whatever, or remastered Miss Doubtfire.
Yep.
And just stick it in your shoe, and, you know, when you're in the doctor's office, when you're at the mechanic or whatever you're doing, you pull out your Trapper Keeper because you're cool and in with the trends. You flip through, put your cartridge in, and shoe cartridge. That's the next big thing, is shoe cartridge.
Man, you know, expandable memory in your shoe can go a long way.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, if you're sliding in a 128 gig SD card or something,
that's what
like
I'm
that,
saying. Yeah.
Like,
that's a lot more creative to me than yank on this thing and your shoe
and
will
your
fit.
Shoe fits.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Exactly.
Nobody needs that. All right, I'm thinking something else, maybe, like when you're, okay, so when you're driving, you know, one of the things that we have in almost every car now is cruise control.
Right.
So maybe we take that out of the car and we make that a feature of your shoes. You know, where it has nothing to do with the car. And that way, like, you turn on cruise control, get this, you turn on cruise control on your shoes, and so your shoe just sort of takes on life of its own and decides when to hit the gas and when to hit the brake, and it speeds up and slows the car down for you. And that's it. Like, you just... you know,
you're just sitting in there
in your shoes. Yeah,
that's because the whole steering wheel thing, who needs that? That's a lot of trouble at your fingertips, is way overrated.
We need it
at your toes. We need cruise on your toes,
right?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I'm all for that.
Click your heels and there you go.
He's like, take me home and then you're there.
Yeah. And I feel like one of the major features, and this is one I've really been thinking about.
Uh-huh.
So my feet stink.
Oh,
all
man.
The time.
You can preach that to me, man.
Like, I can pull my shoes off right now. This whole room is going to smell like gasoline in the next 3 seconds.
Say that thing. Like, yep. I know what you mean.
You know, it's going to be terrible.
Yep.
So I'm thinking we get a shoe that can shoot a fragrance into the shoe, like some kind of deodorant constantly.
Yep.
And then when you pull your, you know, when you pull your foot out of your shoe, it smells great. And the whole room is going to be refreshed by the fragrance.
I'd buy that.
In between your toes.
I'd buy that. Look. You know, and honestly, now that we're saying all that, I don't know why we can't have it all. Like, I don't know why we have to choose.
Right.
We should be able to get that, all of that.
Yeah. Like a complete package.
A complete package.
Of a shoe.
Yeah.
Like some Jordans with all these different features.
The Swiss Army shoe.
Yes.
That's what's next. Swiss Army shoe.
Right.
So, you know, science, get out of the way. It's not in your court anymore.
I mean, we've been waiting for too long.
Yeah. You've waited too long. Yep.
We could have already had these.
Yep. We should already have these. But it's now time for Nike. Well, obviously, like we said, Swiss Army, Skechers,
Crocs.
What, I don't know shoe companies, but
Crocs,
anyway,
be all over this. They're just the kind of company that would try these sorts of things.
Exactly. They're on that spectrum.
Look, all right. So if you're one of these companies that is looking for new ideas for your next shoe, look, all you got to do is listen to the show. You know, if you work there, send this show up to your boss. I'm sure they'll take care of it.
Send it right
up. If you're wanting to get into making shoes and you're trying to make something unique that breaks into the market and fills a need that isn't currently being met.
Exactly.
People, supply and demand.
Yep.
We got you right here. Whole list of ideas, you're fully taken care of.
Yep.
So I think we figured that one out.
Figured that one out.
All right. Well, I'm some guy.
I'm the Bug Man.
And this is where we figure things out.
Yep.